We're shedding our masks and breaking down walls. Hell, we may even drop our drawers. That's right. We're going commando with Angela and Dana. Hi, I'm Dana Sordano, and this is Angela DeMarco, and we are going commando. Going Commando is a little show that we put together because we understand the importance of authenticity, of being who you are, of living in your truth, of really embracing yourself, your greatness, and sharing that with the world. And we're hoping by doing so, we encourage you to do the same. So good morning, Miss Angela.
Good morning. Got a little itchy on my head. It's so funny to talk about embracing our greatness. And I had like a big blowout with Christian this morning about brushing his teeth. My greatness.
You know, the thing about the greatness, though, is I taught teenagers for many years. And girls, there's a tremendous insecurity, 14, 15, 16-year-old girls, you know, and into womanhood that would never ever admit to being good at something or admit to feeling good about themselves, because there's a humility that we're supposed to have, but you could still have humility and understand. Like, I would be lying, as I drool on myself because I'm so fancy.
You're so
I would be lying if I said that I didn't think that I was amusing or funny or charming. I think I am those things. Mm-hmm. If I didn't think I was those things and then came across to the world like that, it would be disingenuous. You know what I mean? So yeah. Why are we afraid to say that? Why are we afraid to say that we're good at things, or we look a certain way or whatever it is? Why is that?
Well, I mean, root cause.
My mommy never loved me. My daddy was a junkie.
Pretty much. Yeah. Pretty much. I mean, we spend our whole life with people that you and I especially, and I'm sure other people can identify with this, but we grew up like having to prove our love for people. And if you have to prove your love, then how good could you really be? Right?
Yeah. I think there's also, you know, we live in a society where people are idolized and celebrated that are way beyond us. You know what I mean? We, again, our stars, our actors, our rock stars, or whatever it is. And we look at them as the best that you could possibly be. I could never be that. But a lot of it is not true. A lot of it is the filters and the formats and the snapshots that we see of what we put out there. So there's this ideal that we're trying to live up to.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So how could I possibly think I'm funny if I'm not, I don't know, Richard Pryor? How could I possibly think I'm charming if I'm not, I don't know what, Martha Stewart? This is what's coming to me.
She was charming and he is hilarious. No, it's so true. But also think about like the fronts that are put on social media, right?
Yeah.
Everyone has like their personality. So you may not even be a celebrity status, but you're putting out this thing that you got your shit together or whatever, but then you're breaking down on the inside. So I think it's you and I have learned to live from the inside out and are true to ourselves, where it took a long time to get here, but we were not here for the longest time, you know? So I think we're both freaking hilarious. As long as we entertain each other, who cares?
Exactly. I'd like our audience to know that we were on a call earlier, and before we got on, both parties, Angela, you know, she had something to do, but she was later than usual. And the other party was late. We'll say Mark, he was late. He couldn't get his MacBook to work or whatever. And I have this mic and I was by myself singing. I'm like, hello. And I have the worst singing voice ever. I'm like, and I'm belting it out. Is it me you're looking for? And then I could see myself. And then I'm like, oh my God, you're so stupid. I can see it in your eyes. And then I'm like, okay, stop. They're going to see you. I can see it in yours. I had the best time. When you can be comfortable in your own company, that's so when you know you made it.
So good. It's so good.
Oh my God,
it's
grabbing so the mic. You're all on. Okay.
So I guess that's a good way to roll into this. And we want to talk this week. We're celebrating the season on purpose, and we're talking about the concepts in my book, Uniquely You, update number 52, The Birth of a Bright-Eyed Entrepreneur, where I chronicle basically my journey in starting our business starting in January 2021, I would send out a bunch of emails to our people, and the list grew and grew, and it goes all the way up to launch. So we're talking about like a lot of stuff that has to do with entrepreneurial journey, which is very synonymous with personal development, right? Because that's, I started out, and it's the birth of a bright-eyed entrepreneur. I mean, I saw the vision for the whole world and made every rookie mistake you could imagine, but learned so much along the way. And as I learned about myself, the business evolved and changed and grew. So we can say that your strengths are that you're confident in your own skin and you're hilarious, but it's maybe not your singing voice.
Maybe not. Maybe not. Matt was telling you earlier that you know you have an awful singing voice when you're by yourself and you're still embarrassed. Because I can see me seeing me. I'm like, I know I'm terrible. Stop looking at me.
Doesn't Rob have a beautiful voice?
Rob is a beautiful voice. And Rob, as supportive as he is, he'll tell me, like, we'll be in the car. And I'll just be like, I wish that I had just seen. He's like, no. No, go. You can cook. You can paint.
You pretty can good so writer. Much.
No.
What does he say? You can't be good at everything, Dana.
Yeah. That's exactly what you said. You can't. What he said. You can't be good at everything. And I took it as a compliment, but I'm like, no.
No, I'm not good at everything. I'm good at everything.
Yeah. So you know, I have my strengths, and I know what they are, and I lean into them.
Yeah, and. So when we first built FindUniquelyYou.com, it's an online learning platform, a paradigm shifting education experience. There were so many things that we called it. You know, we called it like kindergarten for adults, and it was basically like these small virtual classrooms where you could learn from one another and learn from an instructor, but everybody also learns in the room. Like they'll help each other learn, so that the instructor is the facilitator of the knowledge, but then everybody contributes to the knowledge on an even playing field, very Socratic kind of environment. And the joy, I mean, I can't tell you from bidding the developers and creating the sitemaps and doing all those dorky things that I absolutely love to do. By the time we hit the ground running, I mean, my joy was in building this platform from nothing, right? I had this idea. I wrote it down in a notebook. I told you about it. And then, you know, yada, yada, yada. I'm talking with the developers and seeing my idea come to life, you know, yeah. And it was like, it was so such an extraordinary experience that through my book, you can feel my energy because I was so into it. It was all about the building, and it wasn't just the technology. It was the platform and you bringing in your education expertise and creating.
Which is my jam.
I always laugh because, you know, and we've talked about this in episodes before where you were like, you know, I'm just going to be like, you know, your investor. I'm going to be your best friend over your shoulder. All right. Maybe I'll help you with a little bit. And then boom, you're like in bed with me. We're married.
Oh, in bed? Oh my happened. God. You're smoking a cigarette. I don't even know how I got there. Jesus Christ.
But it's so funny. So I had this idea for this online education platform. I come from a creative background, advertising all the way. I was a art director, designer, and I had how these classrooms were going to work. You know, like I wrote it all in the business model. And then Dana one day was like, you know, I can contribute by creating the platform for like the content. Like, how do we train these people? How do we get their syllabus in? What do we do? And I was just like, oh my God,
what's a syllabus?
I didn't even plan for any of that shit. And you're like, here's my monies. And I'm like, okay. And then I was like, well, oh yeah, you need to do that. And you developed this amazing program. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. It's so good.
Concrete
so good.
And measurable. Concrete and measurable.
Which I never heard before because obviously I didn't live that way. But it was so cool because like you created this, we call it the Ready, Set, Teach program. And it helps somebody who has their content. I'm not trying to sell the app. I'm just talking about how awesome this was, but
it is for sale though, BTW.
App is for sale. We'll talk about it later. But when it's like a content creator says, I want to engage with my audience on a very deep level, like meaningful level. It's not just creating a video and sending it out, creating a post and sending it out. This is like 1 to 20, you know, people max engagement, going over your content, learning from you in real time, being able to refine your content. So someone who's never taught before, they could say, I really want to monetize this and I want to engage my people. Dana has created this this training program where you watch an orientation video, you buy in, you're like, I'm into it. We do it at no cost to the instructor. And it's over 4 weeks, you could be done, right? And mm-hmm. it starts with like, you fill out a syllabus, like we have a template, we have a how-to, Dana does a little how-to video. Then you meet with her one-on-one, and it's a very human-powered program, right? And then once your syllabus is refined and you talk about like how long you want it, what she helps you, like you help people figure out it. All the details about their workshop from a classroom experience. Yeah. And then we have a second session called an Empower Up session where you meet in the technology. So we have a classroom software that's part of our whole thing. And you meet in there, you come with a little bit of your presentation, you'll learn that Dana does the tips and tricks with you while you're in there. And then the third meeting is me, right? The Rise and Shine.
Well, we switched it up. I was doing interviews and then you started doing the Rise and Shines. So you were kind of doing the interview-ish. People tell their story plus all the paperwork and stuff to wrap it up.
Yeah. Yeah. And we call it graduating and then schedule your workshops and you're off to the races. And then it was awesome. But like, I wouldn't have come up with that part of it. You know what I mean? Like, it was just like, it was just this beautiful thing. So you were handling all the instructors, getting them ready to go, getting their workshops going. And I was handling all the technology, all the branding, all the design and the marketing. I mean, we were in our glory because it was fun because we were creating. Yeah. We weren't making shit money.
Yeah, I was making my own workshop, right? I was making my own workshops too. You know what I mean? Yeah. So I love doing that as well and teaching them. It was awesome.
Oh my God. It was so great. It was so great. So we launched on June 26th, 2022, and we were hot and running for, you know, a good 3-4 months where we were into it. Everybody was into it. We were, you know, getting seats and our community was growing and we're doing like, you know, some advertising stuff. And by October, I lost all my steam. I lost all my steam. I didn't enjoy building the community and nurturing the community part of it. That was not one of my strengths, where it seemed like it was, but it was easy for me to share what I was doing through the book and through the emails because I was so into like the technology. Probably if you read my book, no one's going to give a shit about half the information. I'm like, here's the site map and here's the experience, you know, it's like, so, but I was so, that's where my passion was. And then when all of that was over and there was nothing left to do, and everything was done, I was like,
wow. It became a burden. And not only did it become a burden for you, but it then became a burden for me because my knowing that you didn't want to do it, I kind of was doing it, which I never signed up for. Never signed up for any of it, if we're being complete. I'm like, my butt hurts. But yeah, it was one of those things like I didn't realize it until I saw it in hindsight that I was working extra hard doing that because
keeping the instructors going and the content going,
keeping everybody inspired, you know what I mean? And it wasn't what I wanted to do either.
Yeah. Yeah. So we had a big, you know, come to Dana. It's often said, what would Dana do in situations? So, When we kind of looked at everything in January, at first, I joined the New Chip Accelerator in, I think, November. Yeah, I was part of the November cohort, October, whatever it was. And because I was in the Accelerator program, I had to constantly look at what we were doing, what we were building. And I was having a hard time, like, saying what it was. Yeah. Because I didn't have any love for it anymore. I was like, I birthed this baby. It was a behemoth. I mean, this is such a great platform. And then so having to look at that and having to just, we kind of like reassessed and we're like, okay, we're going to go from anybody can teach to focusing on content creators. And then it went to, we don't want to do this anymore. Let's just start a publishing company and like, let this.
No, we had already, I think the details for our audience, I think like it doesn't matter, but we had started the publishing company. And I think that this is important, an important point. The publishing company was because I was publishing books at the time and I was having issues with the publishing company that I was working with. They weren't meeting my needs and I could self-publish, but then we decided, why don't we just do this? Because I have more books in the hopper, not just the one. And that's where the whole cater to my strengths were coming from. Like that, like for me, that's where it started. So what was happening was we were so focused outwardly on other people, on their needs and what they were doing. And we were losing sight of both of us individually and as a team of what we want and what we needed. And me personally, I was like, I have all these strengths and you got me cheerleading that guy over there teaching, you know, how to weave baskets. And I'm like, this is, look what I can do. So yeah. That's where that shift started. Yeah, and then true. It was the first shift in November and then the behemoth shift in January. So I think that's an important point to bring up.
Yeah. Yeah. And the publishing company. So we started phenompublishing.com. We started Phenom Publishing around November when we decided to redo. Yeah. With 10 racks. And because that was already with the other publisher, it was basically like we created a second edition and it's so much better. It's so awesome. And we also published a friend's book, Amory's book, at the Water's Edge.
Yes.
Happy Hour at the Water's Edge. And those two experiences felt so good. Now, 10 Racks existed. So it was a matter of like, fuck, I got to clean up all this bullshit. How could it go out with all this bullshit, right? And we were like cleaning it up. And that was enjoyable, the end product. But Anne-Marie's book, working with her, was creating and working with her and the editing sessions. And it was just like, oh, I'm all chills. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
That felt so good. And I was like, I just want to do more of this. I want to be around powerhouses that are getting shit done and completing these beautiful projects. And then we got lit up again.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
And then the major pivot in January was like, we got to do only stuff that lights us up. That was really what it came down to. Yeah. It was like, yeah.
Yeah. It was about shifting the mindset because I think we often as humans, I know that you had this, that, you know, you believe I should be doing this or I committed to this. It's like, you have to shift the mindset. And one of the things that I, when I work with people individually that I start with all the time, what do I want? Yeah. How do I get there? What's impeding my progress? How do I rectify this? Mm-hmm. And really we had to sit down and be like, okay, what do we want? When you started the platform, what you wanted was to be seen, to be heard, to rally all the things that you were trying to give to other people is what you wanted. And the more you grew through the experience, the more we grew together, but this was specifically your baby. The more you grew in the experience, the more you realized now what I want is to continue to create your strength. Right.
Yeah.
Continue to create and to work with people that are like-minded, because I think you were always used to working with people that you had to drag along.
Yes.
And you were for the first time having experiences, somebody like me, somebody like Anne-Marie, you're having experiences with, wait, I don't have to rally the troops here. I'm side by side with these people that are bringing to the table what I'm bringing to the table. And I don't have to fight for love. I don't have to beg my mommy to love me anymore. But you know what I mean? And when you got a taste for that. And so what we're talking about is catering to our strengths, doing what we love, doing our passion. And they all go hand in hand. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, totally. And yeah, because I definitely, throughout my career, whether I was leading a team or, you know, working for somebody, it was always about having to prove everything,
having to prove.
And finally, it was just like when I'm working with you and you create a turn of phrase that I'm just like, oh, that's so good. You know, like, it's just like, I love being blown away by the people that I collaborate with.
Yeah.
That's like my mission, right? Is to just do that. And so we decided to kind of like let the platform like just run its course. Simmer. You fired everybody. And this is not to any all of you, if any of you are listening, this is not personal. This was not personal. This was a choice, a redirection in our business.
Yeah.
You are all wonderful for being there with us in the beginning.
Yeah.
Like, this is not personal.
It's not personal. And you have to, again, the point that we're trying to make is if I ask myself, what do I want? What feels good? Because really, I want to feel good. But like, what do I want? And for me, what did I want? I didn't want to work with 30 people. I wanted to work with you, create stuff and teach and communicate. I wanted to cater to my strengths. Again, the whole point of what we're talking about.
Yeah.
And I'm wrangling. This is why I left traditional education. This is not what I want to do. So I was becoming disgruntled. And again, you know, check out the episode about the letter, but I was becoming disgruntled. And when I finally expressed what I wanted, you gave me the green light to do whatever I wanted. And I was like,
Yeah. Yeah, well, yeah, because of everything, you know, like the thought of you not being a part of what we were doing, it just didn't make any sense.
Yeah.
It just didn't make any sense because you're the reason why it's so fun.
That's right.
Like you're my catalyst. You know what fucking I mean? A. Like, nice. Yeah, fucking A. It's right, fucking A.
I'm a millionaire. Okay.
And it's like, and also I, you're like the first person in my life that I have such a symbiotic love for and love with. Like we are so like, we're sisters. We're essentially sisters. And the kind of family that I've always wanted, you know, that I never had. So supportive. So like you see my strengths before I see them. And I only want to make sure that I am meeting all of your needs so that you can do more of how awesome you are. Because the more awesome you are, the more awesome I am. And it's like this whole fucking thing.
Ubuntu.
Ubuntu. So when you were like, this is what I need, this is what I want. And I was
cater
like,
cater to my
what?
Strengths.
I want that too. And then we got down to brass tacks. What do I want and what do you want? And I wanted the freedom to be creative. That was what I wanted. And you wanted you wanted to communicate, the freedom to communicate, right?
And to educate
and to share your wisdom. So like speaking engagements, writing books, sharing the workshops on the platform. You know, you've got 6 workshops still going there that are available. They're all based on your books and they're awesome. So we just did that. So I was like, okay, that's what we're going to do.
And we're happy as shit. We're happy as shit. And I think you brought another important point out of this that you have to ask yourself the questions. I think many of us are forgetting to ask ourselves a question. You know, we joke about when I wrote the letter, you know, you were like, well, why did you write the letter? And I'm like, I didn't realize how uncomfortable I was until I kind of like reached that breaking point. And that's when the letter came. Because the fight, the argument, if you haven't seen this episode.
She totally broke up with me.
It's always that I broke up with her. And I'm like, no, I didn't. But it really did come across that way because I reached my breaking point. But I talk about this. I want one of them, either 10 Rex or Woo Woo, about how we don't just 10 Rex. We don't just pee our pants. We don't just pee our pants. You're like, oh, I think I got to pee. And you kind of ignore it because you're busy. And then you just kind of get uncomfortable in your chair. For me, I snap at my kids. And then all of a sudden you sneeze and you pee your pants. And you're like, the sneeze didn't do it. It's the not peeing for the hour before that did it. And that's kind of where I was. I was uncomfortable. I snapped. I wrote the letter. So I feel like it's important that we ask ourselves on the regular, you know, is this what I want? Am I catering to my strengths? Do I feel good about what I'm doing? Do I have passion for my work, for my occupation, my career? And be honest. Well, no. Well, then why? And then really, really work through it. You know, you might not be able to make the change overnight. It took me a year to leave my job. I said in August, I'm leaving. I didn't leave till June. Sometimes you got to strategize. It's not everybody could just jump ship and be like, yay, you know, I'm never going to eat again. Or my electric is off. Like I get all that. But when we're honest with ourselves and commit to our needs and cater to our strengths, fuck, it's amazing. Fuck. And it's uncomfortable at the time. It wasn't pretty with the whole letter thing between us.
No.
It wasn't pretty.
Because you and I have always had to feel like we had to fight for our needs, right? So now it's like, I don't want to do that. I want to do that. You know, now we're very much like very vocal about the things that we do want to do, which is really great. And, you know, just to kind of talk about where we're at now. So from November of 2020 to now, it's the 4 years, we've had several, you know, pivots and all that good stuff. I know. Think about that, right?
It's not 4 years. It's because it was November, but it's still 3.5. It's still a long time.
And in 2 years, we built an entire platform. We built this virtual space that is so awesome. Like it is, we birthed the baby together. You know, you were there like, breathe. I'm like, oh my God.
Your hair back.
Like the whole time. And now because having the realization that I am not necessarily a community leader. Like, there was a point in my life when I was in my early 20s just to fantasize about being a rock star and changing the world by my beautiful voice and my powerful words and getting people moved to my music. That's not who I am. That's not really, really what I want to do.
You just wanted to be seen.
But now I want to continue to be creative. I want to continue to use my intuitive branding that I do. And I say that like that because it's weird to call it intuitive branding, but it is what it is. And we've decided to take our app and provide it for community leaders and conscious community leaders and businesses that are looking to expand their knowledge sharing platform. And basically, we've got this beautiful property. It's like a model home. And it's got all the electricity, all everything in it. And you get to come in and pick your countertops and pick your tile and pick your paint and, you know, pick the location in the virtual space you want it to be in. And I get to continue to work with the developers who I absolutely love at Scopic. I continue to work with somebody who is powerfully changing the world through their community. And you get to teach the teachers. You get to teach them how to train their people. And then picture you have a community that's out there and you're running a community. You've got, you know, 15,000 people in it and everyone's engaged and you're doing your online videos for them and you're doing all this stuff. What about giving them the opportunity to work directly with you? So let's say you handpick like 20 people that are amazing content creators. You teach them how to do it. They have your stink on it, your brand. And then they teach and everybody's monetizing and everybody's sharing knowledge. And it's a new way. And it is so awesome because we call it like that we're shifting paradigms with education. Because if you think about traditional education, you've got your superintendent telling the principal what to do. The principal's telling the teachers what to do. The teacher's telling the kids and then they're out. There's no like conversation about what happens. And on our platform, it's Dana comes in, she brings the knowledge. We wrap it up in a nice bow into a kind of a workshop that's concrete, measurable, and it has, you know, different ways of engagement. And then Dana presents the workshop, presents her knowledge that's not regurgitated from some book somewhere. It's her knowledge, her experiences. And everybody is a part of the conversation and learning from each other and creating relationships with each other and with the instructor and with Dana. It is so beautiful that it creates like, and it just creates this deep, deep sense of community when you're authentic, you're real with each other. And then you want to go take another class together or you want to support each other. Yeah. That's what we saw happen. It's so beautiful.
I swore when I left traditional education, I would never teach again. But it wasn't about the teaching. It was about the format. It was about the platform, you know, I'm talking about the institutions and teaching on this platform. Oh my God. Especially being able to teach my own content. You know what I mean? Teach my own content and have people that were involved and engaged and following you around from course to course. It's really, really good stuff. I truly believe when you had this idea and were birthing it and it was more general, I always felt that there was a place for spiritual community leaders. Like I always felt that there was a place for that sort of content because we're really shifting into the woo, we'll call it. The esoteric is bleeding into the mainstream and it's becoming more, more mainstream. You know what I mean? I think this type of platform for spiritual community leaders, fucking win.
Yeah. Win. And everyone needs it now. Like everyone needs it. And it's not just like the onus doesn't need to be on that leader of the conscious community, right? Like they feel enormous responsibility to keep getting as much information as they can out there to keep people connecting. And now with this platform, you can bring in almost like a inner circle of people from the community to help you spread the word. The world needs this so badly because of all the turmoil that's going on out there. We need a place where we can ask what the fuck is going on and connect with people who feel that we're aligned with. So anyway, it's super exciting, a long time. I'm going to put a listing that we have about the app. If anybody wants to share it, that'd be awesome. The link is finduniquelyyou.com/app listing. So that's APP listing. And I just, before we wrap it up, I want to share, say a quick shout out to the cashiers at Stop and Shop yesterday. I was telling one little girl, I was like sharing my gift. I give out commando stickers to people when I feel there are people. And this one kid comes up, he goes, "Hi, Angela. I've been watching your show and I love it." So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Oh my goodness. We made it. We made it.
He was so stinking cute. He was so stinking cute. And then there was a girl, Michelle, on the train who I gave the sticker to. She was adorable. She commented on my coat, which was really sweet. And I gave her a sticker and she's like, "I've been looking for a podcast. So thank you." And if by any chance, the waiter at Dos Caminos, the food, mwah, and the meatpacking, oh my God, it was so good. So if you happen to be watching, thank you for watching. Okay. Are we ready to sign us out?
Yeah, but I'm thinking I left my wheel over there. I could get it, but I think that we should just do Oscar speech goodbye.
Oh, because okay,
You already started. So I want to thank my husband for making noise downstairs and me thinking it was the cats and starting to panic. I want to thank a little 5-pound, 2-ounce baby Jesus. I want to thank the river otters that gave me such love and joy the other day that I can't stop talking about. My kitties and my frogs that are super cute for a long time. My kids, they're all right. I'll keep them. But I can thank them too, I guess. I want to thank you, Angela, for allowing this and letting me go on and on and not stopping me. I want to thank Rob for not coming upstairs and shutting the door because I'm so loud.
I'm just
going
to roll the credits. Okay.
Oh my God. I want to thank the universe for always assisting me and manifesting what I want. Okay. I'm done.
All right, everybody. With that, I thank all those people and more. So,
and yeah, Rob just didn't shut the door. FYI.
Serves him right for making noise. All right, everybody. Thank you so much.
Bye, everybody. Bye. Thank you.